There certainly is a lot happening in the world. Not much of it seems to be very pleasant at the moment. It's a little bit like end of times, kind of zombie apocalypse headed our way between floods and wars and pandemics. It's a lot to deal with, and particularly for our young people. I think as the father of two young kids, you know, you often kind of think, well, how are our young people coping with this fairly relentless bad news that we seem to be presented with at the moment and over the last couple of years, in fact? I was keen to find out, are there any tips for us as parents or grandparents or carers? Are there any tips and advice about, well, how should you help the young person or young people in your life, help them to ride the waves of this bad news, help them to cope a little better? Very lucky to have my next guest in studio. Her name is Grace Holden. Grace is the Community Engagement Officer with Headspace Cairns. Headspace, of course, is a fantastic mental health organisation who work with 12 to 25-year-olds on their mental health. Grace, welcome to the King Review.
Hey, Gavin, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. I just thought it was very timely to have a chat to you guys at Headspace. You do some really great work with young people right around the nation and here in Cairns, of course, as well. First, you heard me there, I guess, in that intro, just talking about my concerns as a parent about what are kids exposed to in this day and age. Is that a valid concern as a parent? Young people, young kids affected by what's happening in the world?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Your concerns are very valid, Gavin. Yeah, it's something we've seen a lot of at our centre is, yeah, concerns about the pandemic, you know, working and studying during the pandemic, the awful wars that are happening overseas and how that might impact us in the future. And yeah, now these floods and these awful natural disasters that are happening a little bit further south of Cairns. So yeah, it's definitely a big concern for our young people. Absolutely.
It just seems relentless at the moment. It's like, my goodness, give us some sunshine and light. But anyway, advice for parents and grandparents and carers who might be listening, your kids or your teenagers, young people in your life, you know, they've expressed concern or you can tell that they're a bit unsettled with what's going on. Any advice for us? I mean, how should we talk to our young people about this stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, I guess my first kind of piece of advice would be to you know, be really validating in their concerns. It is really scary what's going on, you know. It scares me as a grown-up.
I was going to say, we're scared as grown-ups.
Exactly, exactly. So just validating that for young people, you know, also thanking them. You know, lots of the time when we're talking about 12 to 25-year-olds, they don't want to talk to mum and dad. They don't want to talk to the grown-up. So making sure you're really grateful when they do, that will encourage them to keep talking to you. And obviously talking to somebody about it, mum and dad, grandparents, aunties and uncles, any support person is a really, really good first step for overcoming any of these feelings and concerns that young people might be having. So, yeah.
What about the approach, I guess, when you're talking? Now, I remember hearing or reading about you shouldn't downplay their concerns. You know, you shouldn't say, oh, look, you don't need to worry about that. That's happening in Eastern Europe or that's happening a long way away. What are you worried about? I mean, that's not the right approach.
No, not necessarily, because, yeah, it's not necessarily going to stop that young person from feeling the way they're feeling. It's just going to stop them from talking to you about it. So, yeah, trying to be a little bit honest, a little bit candid with them about it, saying, you know, thank you for sharing that with me. It is really scary, and you're right, and I'm a bit scared too.
But you can be a little bit honest. You don't need to sort of sugarcoat it too much.
No,
because they're gonna read or see or hear about it anyway.
This is it. This is it. So with social media and technology, it is getting really, really hard to shield our young people from some of these awful things that are happening. So yeah, it's important to be as honest as you're comfortable being. You know. So yeah.
And I'm often surprised when, as I said, my 9 and 11-year-old, I'm surprised about some of the things that they talk about and tell me about in terms of global news events, whether they're in the car, on the radio. They hear a news break on the radio, like you said, social media. They're absolutely going to be exposed to it. And I guess any other sort of tips and strategies around if a young person is concerned about these global events?
Yeah, so look, you know, we talked about being thankful and grateful for them sharing and validating their concerns, being honest with them to whatever degree you're comfortable with. But from my point of view, you know, the next step is that action step. You know, what are we going to do about these feelings? And so that might be doing a Google search together and looking up, you know, talking about the floods, how you can get involved, what sorts of things you can donate, you know, all these sorts sorts of things that might make a young person feel as though they've got a little bit more control of the situation, feel a little bit more empowered and though as though they're making a difference to this. So yeah, that action's a really good step as well. And that doesn't necessarily look like doing the Google search together. That might just be, yeah, reaching out to someone like Headspace and saying, you know, hey, do you want to talk to a professional about this? Because, you know, I'm a bit scared too, and I understand why you're scared, but there are certainly people we can talk to help you deal with those sorts of feelings and taking that step together. So, yeah. So
taking that step together. How can parents or grandparents, carers, how can they access your support at Headspace for their young person?
Yeah, so when I talk about people coming to Headspace, and especially when I'm talking to parents and carers, you know, the hardest step is often getting them through the door, right? Because it's really, really scary to want to access support, and you can be really, really vulnerable. And so, you know, talking with them and having those conversations with them about, hey, let's maybe look into Headspace is a really good first start. But then from there, really all you've got to do is just give us a Google Headspace Cairns with the first thing that comes up, or you can give us a ring on 4041 3780. But basically from there, you just give us a ring and say, hey, I've got a young person who is having a bit of a tough time. I'm just looking to engage them with Headspace services, you know, what sorts of things are available to them. From there, we try and do the rest, because we understand that, yeah, it's a really vulnerable time for the young person, but it's also pretty scary for mum and dad as well, who are dealing with the fact that their young person's not okay. And so we'll talk you through what the next steps are from there. So we do try and make it as easy as possible.
Easy as possible. Because, it is a lot of, for people who, I guess, have never accessed, you know, mental health service before, particularly if it's for their young person, it can be a bit of a minefield, a bit of an uncertain process. So yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. And GPs can refer to Headspace as well?
Yeah, GPs can refer straight to us. So yeah, that's a process that a GP will walk through with the young person and their parents and carers as well. But yeah, it's not necessarily required for you to have a GP referral. So that's why I always say make that call first, send that email. Just get in touch with us first, and directly, we can have a chat to you about what sorts of things we can do.
Awesome. Fantastic. There you go. So Google Headspace Cairns. Give us the phone number again.
4041 3780.
So yes, if you are in any way concerned about your young person, reach out when you need to. Fantastic stuff. Grace Holden, Community Engagement Officer at Headspace Cairns, thanks for your time on the King Review today.
No, thank you for having me, Gavin.